This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. Russia said Thursday that its guided missile cruiser Moskva has sunk in the Black Sea following an onboard explosion. While Russia blames a fire that detonated onboard explosives, Ukraine says its forces hit the ship in a missile attack. The governor of Odessa said Ukraine launched two cruise missiles that struck the ship. Russia said earlier that it had evacuated the entire crew from the Moskva, the flagship of its Black Sea fleet, before news broke that the ship had sunk. The Russian Defense Ministry said the ship's main weapons were not damaged and that efforts were being made to move the ship back to port. The death toll from landslides and flooding in the Philippines triggered by Tropical Storm Maggie rose to 148 on Thursday as more bodies were found in mud cake villages. Scores of people are still missing and feared dead after the strongest storm to strike the archipelago nation this year dumped heavy rain over several days, forcing tens of thousands into evacuation centers. The disaster-prone region is regularly ravaged by storms, with scientists warning they are becoming more powerful as the world gets warmer because of climate change. Britain will send migrants and asylum seekers who crossed the English Channel thousands of miles away to Rwanda under a controversial deal announced Thursday as the government tries to clamp down on a record number of people making the perilous journey. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said, from now on, anyone entering the UK illegally, as well as those who have already arrived illegally since January 1st, may now be relocated to Rwanda. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. E-cigarettes using synthetic nicotine are coming under FDA oversight. Get more on that story from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
A new law went into effect Thursday allowing the Food and Drug Administration to regulate e-cigarettes and similar products that use synthetic nicotine. The new law closes a loophole that had allowed vaping companies to switch their formulas to laboratory-made nicotine to bypass FDA oversight. Most prominently, Puff Bar, a company that appeared in 2019, has become the most popular e-cigarette among teens by far, selling flavors like blueberry, strawberry, banana, and mango. In February, Puff Bar announced a fresh launch using synthetic nicotine. Vaping companies must now register with the FDA and submit their products for review within 30 days. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A defendant who blamed Donald Trump for his so-called orders for his actions at the Capitol on January 6th at the riot is found guilty. Mike Gracia has that story.
An Ohio man who claimed he was only following presidential orders from Donald Trump was convicted Thursday on all counts for his part in the riot at the U.S. Capitol in January 2021. A federal jury took less than 3 hours to convict 38-year-old Dustin Bryan Thompson of obstructing Congress from certifying Joe Biden's 2020 electoral victory and five other offenses. The maximum sentence for the obstruction count, the only felony Thompson was charged with, is 20 years in prison. In his defense, Thompson blamed Trump and members of the president's inner circle for inciting the insurrection, including his own actions. Sentencing was set for July 20th. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. pharmaceutical company Pfizer and its German COVID-19 vaccine partner BioNTech announced Thursday recent trials show booster doses of its vaccine effectively protect healthy children ages 5 to 11 from the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. The company's report: while all participants demonstrated significant increased protection, 30 of the trial participants showed Omicron neutralizing antibodies increased by 36 times compared to those who only received the original two-shot dosage. The company say more than 10,000 children under the age of 12 have participated in clinical trials investigating the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine with no new safety concerns observed. These studies have not been published or reviewed by independent scientists. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.